WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Cheers, then tears at Florida's state capitol. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Students from Parkland who arrived to applause in Tallahassee calling for change after the deadly shooting at their school last week were upset watching the legislature vote to not consider an assault rifle ban. Cheryl Acquarola called the House lawmakers murderers.
Because the next step of someone with an assault rifle here in Florida is going to be on them.
Republican leaders say they will consider other proposals, including maybe temporarily taking guns away from someone considered a threat to others. President Trump will get an earful today from other Parkland, Florida students. Fox's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
Dave, the president is holding a listening session at the White House. On the guest list, students, teachers, and parents affected by gun violence, including the shootings at Sandy Hook and Columbine. The meeting comes a day after the president called for a ban on bump stocks.
The president supports not having the use of bump stocks, and that we expect further action on that in the coming days.
Press Secretary Sarah Sanders told reporters the president will discuss efforts to ensure gun safety at today's listening session. Dave?
And Rachel, last night, President Trump tweeted, "We must now focus on strengthening background checks for gun buyers." A police officer gunned down in Mobile, Alabama last night, killed outside a home where a man was barricaded after his ex-wife was found dead. That suspect also ended up dead. Gold medal number 6 for the U.S. at the Olympics in women's cross-country skiing. Then Lindsey Vonn, she won a bronze in the downhill and then said that it will be her last Olympics. But the men's hockey team will not get a medal. Eliminated in the quarterfinals by the Czech Republic 3-2 in a shootout. And then tonight, the U.S. women's hockey team plays Canada for the gold medal. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
When Vice President Pence was at the Olympics in South Korea earlier this month, he nearly had a meeting with North Korean officials. But the State Department says in the end, the North Koreans canceled at the last minute. Another guilty plea in the special counsel's Russia probe. A lawyer with ties to Ukraine.
London lawyer Alex van der Swan pleading guilty to lying to special counsel investigators Tuesday. Van der Swan, whose father-in-law is a Russian oligarch suing over the Trump dossier, admitted to concealing contacts he had with Trump campaign aide Rick Gates 2 months before the presidential election. Gates, along with his business partner, former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort, had been indicted on money laundering charges by the special counsel. But White House principal deputy press secretary Raj Shah tells Fox News,
"This has to do with an attorney representing one of the individuals who's already been indicted, has nothing to do with actions related to this president."
In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
Unlike President Obama, President Trump wants to keep Guantanamo open as a prison for enemy combatants and accused terrorists, but one detainee will be set free.
For the first time since President Trump took office, a Saudi man held at the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay is set to be transferred out of the detention facility, returning to his homeland following a plea agreement with the U.S. military. In 2014, Ahmed El-Darbi pleaded guilty to planning a 2002 terrorist attack on a French oil tanker off the coast coast of Yemen that killed one crew member. Al-Darbi agreed to testify 4 years ago against other Al-Qaeda detainees accused of the USS Cole bombing and attacks on American troops in Afghanistan, with the stipulation he would be transferred home. A Pentagon spokeswoman says they are finalizing agreements with the Saudi government. He is expected to be transferred soon. At the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed, not showing too much direction ahead of the opening bell. Yesterday, the Dow dropped 254 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Well, here we go, ESPN 93.5 on this Wednesday, February 21st. My name is Stevie J. Good morning. Weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana. Call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. Big change in the weather overnight. How are we look, Diane?
Well, we're right at the, just below the freezing point at 31 right now. Some light freezing rain in the area. Northwesterly winds 20 miles per hour. Today's high 36, down to around 30 this evening. There is a flood warning in effect until 1:15 this afternoon, and a 40% chance of precipitation in the area. There could be some wintry mix happening tonight and into tomorrow's forecast. Tomorrow's high at 42, down to 37. Friday, 50% chance of rain, high 51 expected, an 80% chance of showers overnight, low 39 expected. Right now, the temperature again at 31, ESPN 93.5.
Tracy Wingler, how are you, buddy?
Good, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Tracy, what is your title?
Highway Maintenance Supervisor, Champaign County.
He's the man. Highway Maintenance Supervisor, Champaign County. I mean, how bad? I mean, how much rain do we have?
Well, National Weather Service said we got 5.5 inches.
What?
Since Monday. That's what they're saying. So,
what?
I'll tell you what, though. If you get out there and drive the county, boy, there is, it seems like there's a lot of water out there.
Hmm.
That's a lot of rain.
That's like
rain.
That's like 5 feet of snow if this thing would have been cold. I mean, that's a bunch.
Exactly, yes. Well, I'd hate to say it. I'd take this rain over the snow, but I don't like the flooding.
Yeah, it's bad. So what do you advise people?
Well, right now, we still got a lot of roads that have got a lot of standing water on them. So, and we're out right now. We're trying to get signs up, and we got some areas where the water has receded. But then we've got other areas like Sydney. We're keeping a close eye on that. There's a creek there that runs through, and that water's kind of been coming up overnight. So we're kind of keeping an eye on that right there by the dairy barn. So it may come down to, you know, if the water does rise enough, we may have to close that road completely down.
Man. Okay, and the advice always, don't try it. If you think it's deep, you just don't go, right?
Exactly, yes. Yeah, if the water looks deep, you know, don't go through it. Don't waste your time or, you know. So, but yeah, just be cautious out there today. You know, there's a lot of water out there. Right now, like you said, temperatures are 31 degrees. And we did do all the salting. We did salt all of our roads just for a cautionary measure. But I don't think we're going to have really an issue with any slickness of ice. But most places where the water is staying, it could freeze.
Most of the time, the main routes are pretty good, though, huh, Tracy?
Right, yeah. Most of the main roads are in good shape, yes. Yeah. So it's just, you know, it's out there in the, out in the county. A lot of your county highways have got standing water, and I would say some of the township roads. Even some of the state highways had some water standing.
5.5 inches is a bunch. It really is. Holy cow.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and, you know, plus I think we had a little bit of frost in the ground,
yeah,
too, still.
Yeah.
So that doesn't help.
Nope, keeps running. Well, just testing a theory here, Tracy Wingler. When you're at home, do you ever run out of your own bag of salt?
Well, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I don't get my driveway salted in time for when the wife leaves. So I hear about that.
Yeah,
though.
I was going to say, it's the old plumber's faucet thing, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a mechanic. You know, a mechanic's got the worst running car, too.
Yeah, Tracy, keep up your fine work. We appreciate you doing what you do out there. Thank you so much for the info, buddy.
Okay, Stevie. All right, you guys take care now.
You Tracy too. Wingler, supervisor on the roads, Champaign County. 5.5 inches of rain,
wow,
since this all started. It felt like Forrest Gump when they were in Vietnam.
That's
it,
right.
Just rained and just rained and just rained and then it stopped because, I mean, it just kept going.
It did.
7:09.
I have never seen in my lifetime or in modern political history any presidential candidate trying to discredit the elections and the election process before votes have even taken place. It's unprecedented. There's no evidence that that has happened in the past or that there are instances in which that will happen this time. And so I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
That was right before the election of 2016 when they knew Hillary was going to win. President Trump yesterday turned that quote on then-President Barack Obama against him in the ongoing battle over Russian interference in the election. Associate editor of The Hill, Jesse Burns. Jesse, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, that's quite a quote there. I think everybody felt pretty comfortable of how she was going to go, and it didn't work out. And now it's like, wait, I thought he said it'd be impossible to rig this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very confused. That's why we have Jesse Burns on, sir. Tell me, what say you?
Well, yeah, in that clip, you know, Obama, the week for the election, in that press conference, was pushing back on Trump's claims of widespread voter fraud, that there were millions of illegal votes cast. Something that officials across the country, including Republicans, widely dismissed as just false. But I think Trump now, he sent a tweet yesterday with that quote about you can't rig America's elections, because in part because they're so decentralized and there's so many votes involved, and then trying to kind of conflate that and put that in the frame of, well, he kind of said this, so Russia couldn't really rig our elections either, and trying to pitch it as that. Kind of conflating some things there. You know, I think the broader point here is that this federal investigation into, Russia's meddling in the election has not alleged that Russia actually breached voter systems or changed votes or anything like that. The federal government, did say that Russian actors tried to target 21 states and that in one or at least one instance they were successful, but they haven't right now in these indictments that we just saw. Those aren't the charges. The charges are more that Russian actors tried to organize rallies. They tried to have some type of social media campaign to really boost Trump and give him a bigger voice on social media while also undermining Clinton.
I guess my problem, Jesse Burns, now associate editor, I knew you when. I think my problem is that this isn't anything that just happened. I mean, the Russians have been meddling for forever. So have the Chinese. So probably other bad actors. I mean, but because Hillary lost this, everything, we think this is a new thing. They're always messing us around, I think.
Well, yeah, and I think that's the case. I think with Trump, it's a little bit different just because he's been widely viewed for so long, going back to the summer of 2016 when he had that kind of famous press conference where he said, look, if the Russians can come find Hillary Clinton's deleted emails, then I think that would be good, kind of viewed as like openly inviting Russia to,
I remember when he said that. It was so facetious, but I understand. Those are the words he said. But it was like, I hope they find them all. You know, we were all kind of frustrated, though, you couldn't find 30,000 emails.
Yeah, and I think, the fact that Trump's critics and even some Republicans on Capitol Hill, that's been a big frustration that he hasn't, forcefully denounced Russia in the terms that they would like to see. He has held back and has been very cautious in how he has, tried to condemn Russia's meddling. His press secretary, Sarah Sanders, this week, yesterday, kind of summed it up, essentially saying, well, he hasn't not said that Russia meddled in the election, so essentially, he hasn't tried to go against that, but yeah, he has obviously called this a witch hunt, this probe, and has widely tried to push back on it, but these indictments are the most serious ones that we've seen so far in this probe, and the first one's actually dealing with alleged Russian meddling.
I believe if there'd have been something here, we'd have gotten it a long time ago, but we'll see how she all ends. Last question, Jesse. With the president hitting all the fake news, with the president pounding, in essence, most of the media, how does this play out? Does a journalist say, I got to make sure my facts are right? Or does a journalist, they're all human, we're all human, do you say, I'm going to get this dude, I'm going to twist that knife, boy, I can't wait to get that guy. You're in Washington. I know most of the media doesn't like him.
Well, you have to, get your facts right. And when certain media outlets on certain stories don't get their facts right, that's a reflection, a poor reflection on everyone in the industry.
Yeah.
So, everyone is trying to be quick and be speedy and get things get out there. But yeah, I think there are certain times when Trump seizes on failures in media and exploits that and tries to, you know, paint it with a broad brush, saying, you know, I told you so, it's all fake news. So there's definitely, you know, you have to be cautious and just try to approach everything with a degree of professionalism.
TheHill.com, Jesse Burns, always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
From Washington, D.C. this morning, TheHill.com, Associate Editor Jesse Burns. Fighting Illini in Michigan State last night. What's brewing at the State Farm Center tomorrow night with the pro-chief people wanting to wear...
Yeah.
Chief t-shirts and stuff.
Yeah, I was getting my stuff out, ready to go.
Yeah, well, we'll tell you what they're trying to do with it. They're trying
Antifa
to tell the big...
Antifa is involved, from what I understand.
Let's chat about that here coming up.
Okay.
Illinois, Michigan State, and A number one first half. We just don't have the bodies to hold up against Michigan State for a full game. They could very well be the national champion.
And
they're very good.
And in the end, are they going to have a couple of players off to the NBA next year?
Oh, I think so. Yeah,
okay.
At least one, if not two. But, they're very, very, very good.
11 straight wins. They could get the Big Ten title if they beat Wisconsin then. 81-61 was the final. And we've got Purdue tomorrow at 6. Of course, Purdue, top 10 team. I believe they're at number 6. That's going to be challenging tomorrow also.
Yeah, you try and get them at home if you can and keep building, keep growing, doing the best you can. I mean, their moments are really, really good. It's just... I just don't think, in particular, missing Michael Finke again, fourth straight game with concussion protocol. Hopefully, he'll be able to. He'll do senior. I guess we did senior, didn't we?
Uh-huh.
Did that Sunday. Anyway, it's 6 o'clock game tomorrow night, Purdue. They'll come in, I don't know, 10-point favorites on our court, probably.
Okay. Oh. Ohio State over Rutgers yesterday. That final was 79-52, and Nebraska beat Indiana 66-57. The Illini women will take on Purdue in West Lafayette tonight at 6. And tonight we have number 17 Michigan playing Penn State. The Olympics are trending with Lindsey Vonn and her bronze and what's likely to be her last downhill race. She's 33. She broke down in tears after mentioning her 88-year-old grandpa who passed away in November and dedicating the race to her. Still not a fan?
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm not a non-fan. but when she said, "I'm not skating for this president," it was a shame because it was like, okay, I'm rooting the best for you, but I don't really carry the way.
Right.
And that's too bad.
Right.
She got tripped up on a political question.
It was
just a she wasn't thinking because she's really sharp, really smart, really skilled. I was indifferent. I went from go to, okay, good luck to you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want anything bad to happen. And there's some people on Twitter that are awful. You can't be that mean and cold-hearted and mean-spirited. You don't do that. I just was, okay, good luck to you. Go win something, but I don't really care because you're not really skating for me.
Okay.
Because he's my president, thus you're not skating for me.
That's right.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay. And the Louisville appeal being denied.
Come on, guys.
Forcing to vacate their national championship
You ran a
run.
Prostitution ring. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
And they're objecting all the garbage going on during the Rick Pitino years at Louisville. And then they just can't believe they got to vacate their silly title and give money back. You had a prostitution ring.
Yeah.
Say what?
Andre McGee days.
What the world?
Wow.
Well, of course, nobody knew about it. Nobody.
Okay.
It just is under the column of, come on.
You're right. To me, what happens now? Does the loser in that NCAA game then get the title? Or do we just say
it just
nobody
vacated.
Wins?
Nobody wins.
Okay, gotcha.
Vacated.
Ottawa and the Blackhawks tonight. San Jose beat the St. Louis Blues 3-2 yesterday.
And of course, if it would have happened North Carolina, which it should have, with all the it should have happened there in 05 with all their academic fraud. Of course, they get nothing, and they would have vacated that theoretically. We wouldn't have gotten anything. It just would have been, you know, that was my title. They had 5 illegal players that were driving in cars, getting papers written for them. But anyway,
right.
Who's keeping track if you're from Chapel Hill?
We don't hold a grudge.
Not at all. Who remembers it even? Okay, what about being able to wear a Chief shirt tomorrow night?
Right.
Is that not a First Amendment thing? We'll talk about that next. You're welcome to text in 359-2255. Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Some light freezing rain in the area, otherwise some clouds, 40% chance of precipitation. The flood warning goes until 1:15. Today's high 36, 30, our low tonight. Up to 42 tomorrow, could see some precipitation overnight. 37, the low Thursday evening. The 30% chance of precip bumps up to a 90% chance of rain overnight into Friday's forecast. A little more mild on Friday and Saturday as we get up into the mid-50s. 31 now on ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer over at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. So we can't wear a T-shirt that has the chief on it because that is hostile, abusive, and illegal. It's illegal, is what they're stating. Talk about that next. 720.
From the Fox Business Network, 3M, accused of polluting in Minnesota from 1950 until the early 2000s, is paying $850 million to the state to settle a lawsuit. Attorney General Lori Swanson sued 3M, claiming it dumped waste from making Scotchgard into the ground and water. Intel is expanding in Israel. Israeli officials say the chipmaker plans to invest $5 billion to boost production there over the next 3 years. Amazon is a stock to follow today. Analysts at MKM Partners are predicting Amazon stock will rise to $1,750. Amazon closed over $1,468 yesterday. And shoe chain Foot Locker will be spending more on its online sales this year. The changes will include improving its mobile app and website. The Dow dropped 254 yesterday. NASDAQ was down 5. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Friends, are you taking Viagra for ED? Well, you could be paying too much. Now you can take Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, for just $2 per tablet. $2 for a 20-milligram tablet, saving $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering Sildenafil to your doorstep. Go to MarleyGenerics.com. That's M-A-R-L-E-Y, MarleyGenerics.com. Or call 1-800-452-1760. That's 1-800-452-1760.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, so anti-chief activists, this is front page News Gazette stuff. Anti-chief activists want the event blocked. Big Ten Network to not air. That's what they want. They want the Big Ten to not air the game at 6 o'clock against Purdue because of imagery. Opponents of Chief Milanovic calling on state and federal authorities to stop a planned Paint the Hall chief Thursday night in Champaign. A letter signed by 16, all 16 of them now involved. Activists, several Native Americans, professors, of course, Stephen Kaufman.
Mm-hmm.
They say the event violates state and federal anti-discrimination statutes, including the U.S. Civil Rights Act and the Illinois Human Rights Act. Event organizers have asked Illini fans to wear chief shirts or other apparel to the game to show support for the former U of I symbol. Anti-chief protesters who consider it a racist mascot also plan to be on hand. Both sides have pledged to remain peaceful. The letter says the behaviors to be engaged in at this event result in racial discrimination directed at Native Americans and their denial of equal opportunity to education and full enjoyment of public facilities that are protected by law. The letter goes on to allege that the discriminatory behaviors could include a performance by Chief Illini Wick, the university band playing designed to be Indian to juice up the crowd to yell, "Chief!" I can't stand that. And displays of the university's trademark Illini Wick logo by the official university cheering section. Robin Kaler, U of I spokeswoman, said she had not seen the letter and declined comment. Patrick Wade, spokesman for the good guys, men and women of our law enforcement, said that they do what they always do. They're going to work to keep State Farm security safe for everybody. We deal with demonstrations like this all the time. I think this one's a little different, and that will be occurring during a basketball game. The department has talked with organizers of the anti-chief protest as it tries to do any demonstration, mainly figure out what their goals are.
Well, the anti-chief protesters, as we know, blocked the homecoming parade last October, and a week later, the mascot, the professor that was arrested with the campus area bathroom incident and what happened at the State Farm Center regarding Chief Illini Wick. And was there a changing going on?
Well, that was what was alleged and all of that.
Gotcha.
There are no charges
being filed. I'm
pulling
up some different articles.
Right.
This one out of the Trib.
This is regarding tomorrow night. The question is, should somebody be allowed to wear a Chief T-shirt anymore, or should that be illegal because it violates, discrimination laws? And so now, is this not fascism when you try and stop my free speech when I am not allowed? What if I wore, since Donald Trump is racist, what if I wore a Make America Great Again hat? Would that not be deemed hostile and aggressive on this campus? No, I'm very serious. Some people would think that. And thus, should be illegal because I'm breaking these same laws of discrimination. So they're pushing it past First Amendment rights. To you're breaking the law, thus it's not protected under free speech rights. It's a little scary to me as to who deems what is and what isn't appropriate. We have people that yell, Chief, you're never going to get rid of that. In fact, it'll be even louder tomorrow night because of this. And so their reaction is, in your face, shut you down, stop the hate. They're the ones hating. It's a complete reverse of what they say we're doing. If we are somebody that, respected Chief Illini Wick and they can't stand it, that's why they tried to stop the music, which predated the chief.
Right.
Because they can't take it when everyone's chief. They can't take it. That is just, of course, they're not at the games. They never go to any games. They just go to cause trouble.
Actually, today in 2007 was when the chief had his last dance.
Chief's last dance? 11 years
February
ago today.
February 21st.
All right. That's a long time ago.
And, you think about that, and the students that are there, if they're young freshmen, 18, 19, that was
they don't
11
have any,
years
right.
ago. They were 8.
If you had a campus-wide vote on if the chief should return in some capacity, they would win that vote. It'd be more pro than negative. It's just not. So this is what's being presented. Of course, Stephen Kaufman, now professor emeritus, still here and fully in front of this, and they don't want the Big Ten Network to carry the game because of it. How do you feel? Do they have a point? 359-2255, am I being illegal now by wearing a shirt with a chief emblem, a logo, a symbol on it? Should it be made illegal?
The Cleveland Indians are retiring their Chief Wahoo.
Yeah, but if somebody wears a Chief Wahoo shirt, I bet they don't shut them down and arrest them because it's
right.
an illegal shirt.
That's right.
Who decides that? Who decides, gosh, that's not free speech, you're being illegal? You're breaking laws on discrimination and blocking education opportunities. Oh, for Pete's sakes. We're trying to deal with how to stop shootings at school, and you're telling me about a T-shirt? Is it not on the line of absolute, give me a break? How much air do we want to waste on this thing? I respect the chief. You don't. Have a nice day. And if I want to wear my chief shirt, which I do have one, I'll wear it. And get over it. And get over yourself. It is just that this is fascism, in my opinion. All the things that people point your fingers, they're generally doing what they say you're doing. It's shutting me down.
The chief dates back to 1926.
I think before that. Did we have the chief earlier than that?
Well, that's when they conceived the idea of having a Native American war dance performed at halftime during the football games anyway. First performance, October 30th, 1926 at Memorial Stadium.
Okay. 359-2255, feel free to call or text. It's the same number, 352-2255. I, Stevie J, thinks this is another give me a break moment in this whole thing. And we're going to have to understand that we're never going to be united completely, but I think mostly. I think there's a very small group that is this angry about this. There's some, and they're really mad, but not a lot. It's just a question is what's right, what's wrong. And I think this is like, I can't wear a shirt. That's scary to me. that frightens me if you take that step and start deciding arbitrarily what is an illegal shirt. Ooh, have we had that one before?
I don't think so.
It's a little creepy, my friends. If you're going to start doing that and trying to ban me and say it's against the law. 359-2255, back in a moment. 729, we do have a Sugar Buster Club meeting moments away. Why do you do what you do?
I can't imagine doing anything else. I never have the same day twice, and it's kind of like getting to be a problem solver. Just, you have to add your own twist to it.
Well, you could be a business consultant, solve problems, and not get shot at.
Well, this is true. However, I'm not very good at business, so...
When things, I think, got particularly rough for police over the last few years, where, you know, how racist you all are, that's just dangerous. Not true. I'm frustrated by all that.
Yeah, unfortunately, people don't always like what we have to do. There is a need for us. We do an unfavorable job. They don't call us when things are good. And we have to make a decision that might mean somebody has to go to jail or might mean somebody has to pay a fine. Unfortunately, we don't do that job because we don't like a certain person because of who they are or what they believe in. We do it because that's the letter of the law.
Thank you for what you do.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sarah Lynx, our Law Enforcement Official of the Month for February.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. The evangelist Billy Graham has died at his home in North Carolina. He was 99.
Jesus said there are two roads. There's the broad road that leads to destruction and judgment, and there's the other road that leads to heaven.
Billy Graham was a civil rights activist and a spiritual advisor to presidents going back to Harry Truman. President Trump meets today at the White House with students and teachers affected by school shootings. Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says,
we'll have a number of parents and teachers and students from schools in the local area as well. And this is a listening session to see what can be done better, what the actual concerns of the students are, what they would like to see.
The president says he wants some gun modifications banned and background checks improved. Some survivors of the school shooting in Florida last week are in Tallahassee today at the state capitol demanding more gun control. Fox News. We report, you decide.
You know, we mentioned a lot yesterday. I'm all for the gun control. I'm all for talking about stuff. It's not going to stop this. I mean, that's you can hope and pray it does, but you've got how many guns out there now? How many AK-47s and AR-15s and assault rifles and semi-automatics? How many are out there? 500,000? No. 500 million.
Wow.
500 million guns they project in this country, 100 million people with FOID cards. They're not turning them in, so the guns are out there. You can ban them. So the bump stocks, you can ban them. You can get a belt and make the same thing happen. So it's a sad reality that when people want to kill people, they have different creative ways to do it. So, but should you have discussions? Sure. And can it help somewhere? Maybe. I don't know. But it's a tough one.
I saw George Clooney threw $500,000 at the protesters to help fuel the fire at the Capitol.
Well, there are a lot of people throwing money at that, and frankly, and I think all political
Where's the money actually going? Well,
they have people that organize it, and they're paid, and then they get everybody together on a bus, and they bring them down. I mean, that happens all the time.
Huh.
Because they're being paid. If you, $100,
sure.
Okay, let's go rob.
Yeah.
What am I doing? I don't know. Couple of texts in. What do we got?
How far can society go if everyone is sitting around waiting to be offended? Be honest, Stevie J, you still have a Chief Starter jacket from the 1980s.
I don't have that one, but I know what you're talking about.
And I feel sad for an individual that is so affected by a piece of clothing someone else is wearing. It's okay to be offended. It's not okay to be dismantled by the offense.
And where did you hear about Antifa? I have not heard that.
Okay. I'm going to poke around on that.
Yeah, well, that's the Antifa, the people that come in black and dress and they're masked.
Takes it up a notch to the illegal side.
What in the world is that? That's terrorism. That is homegrown terrorism. You can't do that. They cover themselves. You don't know who's breaking windows. They're violent. It is just a leftist terrorism homegrown. It's just because their justification is we have to stop your evil from happening. So we will fight you. That's what Antifa does. Come on. Okay, Warren Honeycutt. Let's talk a little sugar busting here in just a moment. It's ESPN 93.5. This is Wednesday. It is 7:34. Honda BMW Champaign just got a fantastic recognition. They're the President's Award winner for Honda in the United States, meaning they are top 10 in the country for Honda dealers. I'm going to go out there later today. I mean, that just everybody's walking around going, yep, we're excited. But they also know that you're only as good as your last sale. You're only as good as your last service. Honda BMW Champaign, they intend to keep this designation and stay in the President's Circle, which is pretty hard. They were a top 10 dealer, bottom 10 dealership 5 years ago. New ownership comes in, and lo and behold, they are now top 10 in the country. So if you're looking around for a really good dealer, Honda's got great vehicles. Go see Ben Quattrone, Honda BMW Champaign, drivechampaign.com, off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. 5.5 inches of rain has fallen since this monsoon began. More of your chief text coming up as well. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
A flood warning today until 1:15. Today's high 36, 30 hour low tonight. Just a slight chance of precipitation, 40% chance overnight and into Thursday's forecast. Tomorrow's high at 42, down to 37. 90% chance of rain Thursday night and into Friday. Then clouds on Friday with a high 51, low 39. More rain coming into Saturday. Today's forecast with a high 54 expected. Right now we're at 31. ESPN 93.5.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, on Wednesdays we have started something and we're not letting her go. It's called Sugar Busters. It's a club we began. I did send Jason the Sugar Buster certificate.
Oh, good.
He should have that in hand. I'm sending out stars to stick on your certificates. If, in fact, you are still with us, you can text 359-2255 for that. Is there something strange in your sugar mood? Who are you going to call? Sugar Busters! It's Warren Honeycutt coming off his 65th birthday, looking just as lean and Jack LaLanish as they come. How are you, my friend? Happy birthday.
Thank you, Stevie J. I'm good. Hope you guys are, too, up there in Champaign, Illinois.
So what did you do to celebrate your 65th on this past Saturday?
I trained. I did train. It was, I think it was back day, and I trained back very hard and enjoyed it. And, you know, even had a Stevie J had a chocolate brownie.
Come on.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I did.
How'd that taste?
It tasted wonderful. Now, it didn't have sugar in it, by the way.
I know. Pillsbury has a mix I like a lot. I think you buy them at Walmart, but it's a Pillsbury mix, and it does not have sugar. Huh. I can't tell the difference.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, and there's more and more, and for today's show, I'm thinking, you know, I don't have anything that staggering as it relates to sugar. I'm just going to Google latest in sugar news.
Yeah?
What'd you find? New York Times.
Oh, boy.
New York Times, February 20th, okay? epiphany here. Yeah, a real epiphany. Counting calories don't really matter. All you have to do if you want to lose weight is, let's say it together, stop
eating sugar.
Yep.
And refined carbohydrates. And so you don't have to worry about calories and, you know, all of that wives tale of calories, and doesn't matter. That's pretty much out the window. And, you know, the low fat, the low this, the low that, it doesn't really matter. The biggest culprit is, like we've always said, sugar and refined flour. And, you know, that's what it is.
What did you say, complex carbohydrates? What's that?
Well, complex carbohydrates are the good foods found in vegetables and fruit to a point. You know, it certainly don't you can't have it refined as far as applesauce and those kind of things, but or juice. But the complex carbohydrates, we're talking tomatoes and lettuce and beets and cabbage and asparagus and all the wonderful green leafy vegetables that we are taught as kids to abstain from because they don't taste good. But if you do them right and put them into recipes that really taste great, those are the complex carbohydrates.
Yeah.
And protein, and, you know, obviously it doesn't do the body any good to eat fat meat, but even fat meat doesn't do to the waistline what sugar does.
I think I sent Mary a sticker, but she's a sugar buster.
Right, down 12 pounds and had half a cookie on Valentine's Day.
Wow.
Otherwise, no sweets, eating very clean. So congratulations.
Absolutely. Good going, Mary.
Mary, great. Way to go. We're proud of you. And text us if you are still in Sugar Busters and you want a fancy schmancy gold sticker like Warren received, because he's still doing it. Of course, he's our honorary chair, so pressure's on.
Mm-hmm. We had a text to our ESPNCU.com site about lecithin.
Oh, yeah.
And it gave us a link as to how to learn more about that. I know it was brought up the other day. Warren, this is something that you may use as a supplement, or...
Well, I don't use it as a supplement, but I do eat 3 eggs every day, and the egg yolk has got a great deal of lecithin in it. I have problems saying that word this morning, but it's a great food. I don't recommend necessarily that you supplement. There's nothing that is magical about eating it other than it does help get cholesterol down.
So we're hearing from Chris, a longtime Sugar Buster, who would fall off the wagon all the time. I'm raising my hand up now, Chris. I totally understand that when you're back and forth, and that does not feel good. Anyway, back to his text. Been back on the wagon via the keto diet for 2 months and feeling great, down 22 pounds.
What's the keto diet? What is that?
K-E-T-O. Have you heard of that, Warren?
Just a little bit.
Okay.
Ketosis. Ketosis okay. is when the body actually burns all of the glucose out of it, and it starts to burn fat for energy. And it's the latest, greatest diet. Certainly don't recommend anybody not do it, but it's been around since the 1920s.
Okay.
And it's just one of these things that people, you know, ever so often they get recycled, so to speak.
Yeah.
Great way to eat. It is a very difficult way to eat long term, but if you do it short term, you literally can lose a pound a day. I'm working with a couple right now. They're a young couple, and they both were over 300 pounds back in November, and they're in full ketosis now, which means basically every breath you take, you're burning fat, and you can lose a pound of fat a day. And what it is just take all the carbohydrates out of your diet whatsoever, except for, Stevie J, those vegetables that I mentioned that have complex carbohydrates. That's what it is.
Okay.
That's what keto diet is.
All right. Well, Chris, good going. 22 pounds. That's awesome. We appreciate that. All right. Warren, we appreciate you. We want people to think about it, at least look at the labels and decide if you know, stopping processed sugar. I think somebody went on probation. I just don't hear from them again. I can't remember even who I advised this last week. And I say, call me in 3 days or get hold of me. And, the, what do I always like to?
The crickets.
Yeah.
Hey, Jason's checking in. No crickets there. He's member number 87.
Yeah.
Got his certificate.
Got his certificate. Fancy schmancy.
That's great.
Hey, Jason, that puppy's worth a bunch if I'm ever president. Hold on to her. And that, was
that
a little rusty with my calligraphy. It'd been so long, the little calligraphy pen is stuck to the piece of paper towel dried up. So if anybody wants a fancy schmancy, wants to earn it, we allow you to do that. We want people to get in really, really good shape. Now, the LaCroix is a new drink I sent you, in addition to ice being an acceptable drink. LaCroix, which is cheaper, is a carbonated flavored water.
Yeah.
And you A-okayed that, huh?
It really does taste good. I drink it.
All right, good.
And Perrier is the same thing, the LaCroix generally does taste better to me.
Yeah.
And, that's a great – it's just a sparkling water with flavor.
One more from EZ. What do you got?
You definitely feel better without the sugar warning. Girl Scout cookies are out, LOL.
Yeah, warning. I ordered 4 boxes of Thin Mints.
Right, you just can't resist.
Didn't eat any.
Girl Scout.
I didn't eat
really?
No. We gave them away.
They did get consumed, though.
Hey, somebody ate them, but I can't say no to a Girl Scout at my door, so I said, I'll take 4 boxes.
Uh-huh.
What kind? I said, oh, those Thin Mints. And then I'm starting to go, because you can't ask an 8-year-old, but why don't they make a no-sugar Girl Scout cookie? I mean, it's not that hard, Warren. Right. You could do it for them.
I think they have a gluten-free selection or something. So.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to get in a discussion with an 8-year-old about sugar. Come on. Anyway, all right, listen, Warren, we appreciate you. You are the best. Happy birthday. So glad you were born, my friend.
Thank you, sir. And I will talk to you guys next week. Have a great weekend.
You bet. GetHoneyCut.com is where you find Warren doing all kinds of Facebook stuff as well. Just an all-around great guy. as we attempt to alert you to sugar and the dangers of it. Okay, we got more chief texts coming in regarding what might or might not happen at State Farm tomorrow night, because there's a promotion, Paint the Hall Chief, that they're trying to essentially get banned for illegal reasons that you can't wear your T-shirt. Now, keep in mind, the University of Illinois' position is you can wear your T-shirt. You can't post things on university grounds about the chief. That's where it crosses the line.
Okay, gotcha.
But on your body, that is your body. It is a free speech issue. I think Chancellor Jones has been very clear about that. You can't do anything about that. But the anti-chief people want the Big Ten to turn off their camera.
Well, this text talks about working at the facilities and services at the U of I. So we'll get to that text sometime soon.
Well, that's fine. No, that's what I was referencing.
Okay, that. Gotcha.
But yeah, there are people that work there that don't want any identification.
I see.
That's totally fine. We understand that because, we appreciate some insight into the issue from what your perspective, what you've been told. And I know that Chancellor Jones has been very clear, I think publicly, on what is right and what is wrong, what they can and can't do legally. And it's still a free speech issue. You can wear something on your shirt, as long as it's not profane or, I don't think you do X-rated stuff, that kind of stuff.
Well, but, and of course you can wear it on your own time, just not on the U of I property.
You can wear a T-shirt. You can do it during your job.
Okay.
It's a free speech expression.
Well, and here's a text in about a tattoo of Chief Illini Wag on his leg.
You can wear that, too. That's on your person, man. And if Antifa or anybody else wants to get in your face about that, that's a them problem. You can't stop me from doing it. You can't stop me from yelling chief.
He wondered if he would not be allowed to work there, if he were getting a job.
No,
there.
No.
Would you be discriminated against because of your chief tattoo?
If you wanted to now take a big old billboard and post it at, Grange Grove, they're not going to let you do that.
Right.
But if you want to wear a T-shirt around town and it has the chief on it, you can do that. And the fascists that tell you can't are wrong.
Oh, one of my favorite parts of your show is Warren and Sugar Bustin'. Keep it up.
Let's go.
What does someone have to gain by being offended by a symbol like the chief? Of all the native representations, isn't he one of the most culturally accurate?
I mean, listen, it's past the ridiculous. Now it's getting physical. Now it's getting dangerous.
Right, especially when we saw that the homecoming parade was shut down.
Across the board, inappropriate from the standpoint of you have to respect my views, I respect your views. I disagree.
And that was more in your face than we had seen before.
It's like you will believe what I believe or we will shut you down and we will get physical with you and we'll kick you while you're down, which we see in many video about that at these Trump things before the election. All right, 359-2255. Feel free to call or text. We're going to check our sports this morning. ESPN 93.5, the Illini played last night in Michigan State in East Lansing. A good first half. And Michigan State, just a better basketball team.
The final yesterday was 81-61. Now, this game against Purdue tomorrow at 6, they're saying a call to paint the hill the chief.
Paint the hall chief. This emanated, by the way, from Facebook.
Right.
The Honor to Chief Society is not behind this. They're not behind this. This started on Facebook, and it was their other groups that are involved.
Ah.
And this is a kind of a Facebook-driven thing. And they want Stephen Kaufman et al., all 16 of them now, 16 of them,
okay,
want the Big Ten to turn off their cameras because this
That's
is an
10
illegal.
More than I thought.
Well, me too. Actually, 8 more. I thought there were 8. But traditionally, there's been 11. Now there's 16.
Okay, gotcha.
That's got somebody grew up old enough now and old enough to join them. Anyway, they're saying this is illegal. It's not protected by free speech, so you can't wear your T-shirt. Right.
So we've got that tomorrow. In case you want to do that, it's free speech, so have at it.
Free speech Thursday.
And again, I brought up it was 2007 on this date that the chief had his last dance. Now,
by the way, they want to ban the Indian music because they see how chief.
Oh, no.
You can't do that either because that. But they believe this is violates state, federal anti-discrimination statutes, including U.S. Civil Rights Act and the Illinois Human Rights Act. They sent it to Bruce Rauner, and they want the Big Ten to turn their cameras off.
I see.
Yeah. Not carry the game because of the illegal activity.
So speaking of that kind of illegal activity, Louisville was stripped of their NCAA tournament title, and we all know what happened. I know they're trying to file
among other things, a prostitution ring of some kind.
Right.
As seedy as it comes, Louisville has to vacate their championship and their Final Four and pay millions back.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
that'll make them pay attention.
I mean, taking a banner off the rafters is different than paying $2 million
or
whatever.
Exactly. Ohio State over Rutgers last night, 79-52. Nebraska beat Indiana, 66-57. Tonight, number 17, Michigan and Penn State will go at it. And our Illini women will face Purdue at 6 o'clock. San Jose beat the St. Louis Blues 3-2. Ottawa and the Blackhawks will go at it tonight. Also trending is Lindsey Vonn in the Olympics. Most likely to be her last downhill race at the age of 33. She broke down in tears in an interview after the race, mentioning her 88-year-old grandpa who passed away in November. She had dedicated the race to him.
Yep.
That's sports.
All
right. Diane Ducey.
Ken Till, you up? You up? It's our friend Steve Suderman, Good Vibes. It's locally owned and operated, where you get sound, where you get incredible televisions with 4K and all the Olympic fun stuff. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. The Olympics in 4K, that's what we watch here. I'm sorry, it's a steady diet. A little too much ice rink and not enough of the outside stuff with the daylight. I think they're trying to keep those cameras a little safer because they're just so darned expensive.
Yeah.
So we got a little much hockey and, you know, by teams that aren't the U.S. But anyway, it's still a great look, and that's fun. The President's Day event this week and kind of continues through the rest of the month. The specials include all things audio, so from the simple streaming speakers that Sonos makes that are, they're not expensive, $149 is the entry-level model. It'll pick up Stevie J radio if you want to stream radio, and of course it'll stream everything else. If you want to, say, play Willie Nelson, it'll just play Willie Nelson all day long on a Pandora account. Yeah. It's free. Pretty cool. All the way up to the 7.2 surround sound Dolby Atmos, which really shows off the Olympics stuff. We've got deals on Klipsch Towers. They're on sale. The Klipsch Subs are 20% off. The Paradigm speakers, which are a go-to product for us, not as well known maybe, but 25% off. They're never discounted, but they've got new models coming, so they're letting us put them out there. Sony ES receivers are not discounted anywhere. They're designed for high performance. They're designed for long life. They've got a 5-year warranty. We can't advertise these below a certain number, so it's just going to be call for best price on the website, and we can. Okay. That'll be a tease. But good deals all the way around on things that make noise. And of course, some of these 4K TVs, new models coming from Sony, so there's a couple models that are going end of life, and they'll be at the lowest prices ever as we get ready for the new ones.
No, it's incredible. All the stuff you have, people can go in. They can also take a look at that nice 4K projection that's got the sound and stuff in your theater room. That's a nice look.
Hey, do you remember in the when it used to be the assembly hall?
Oh, yeah.
All of the entry ports had a little piece of the chief headdress over it.
Oh, yeah.
So if you got an aerial view, like a drone-type view, you could see the whole chief image in the – that just – you know, now they're making such a stink out of it.
Well, can't wear a T-shirt, huh? Wow. That's just it really, to me, is edgy because, you know, there are all kinds of leaps you can take from that. When you're talking free speech, you better keep free speech. I think that's pretty important. We'll see what happens.
No kidding.
And stay peaceful, for Pete's sakes. Man, nuts. All right, people can find you, Mr. Suderman, where?
At gvibes.com on the web, at 1501 North Prospect in Champaign, or at 351-0909 on the phone.
Thank you, buddy. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Stevie.
That's Steve Suderman at Good Vibes, North Prospect before Bloomington Road in Champaign, 753. Yeah, Shane said my favorite, as Diane mentioned, my favorite part of your show is Warren and Sugar Busters. Keep it up.
Uh-huh.
Some others are going, I can't stand it when he talks about sugar.
It makes you think about it.
Yeah.
Louisville vacating their basketball title. NCAA denies appeal. The question is, should the next team, the runner-up, get that title? Came in to 359-225.
Sure. It doesn't. You know, he still lost again.
Okay.
Were the legal players or not? Really, they should have. I mean, but it's not like you can go have a pep rally anymore. I mean, all the guys are working.
Right.
You know? Anyway, it just... And people say, well, pay the players. That's fine. What are you going to pay them? And whatever you pay them, they're going to pay them more. There's just ways to circumvent and cheat. And if you're going to do it, you're going to do that. And there's always going to be an advantage of something. People take advantage of it. They've been doing that for a while. 754, you want to go on our Cardinal Cub bus trip?
Oh, yeah.
We've never sold this many tickets for a May baseball game in January, February.
Uh-huh.
And we still got plenty of room.
Sure.
But usually we have a lot of room in February, but it's 25 to 50% full already. I have a limited number of seats. This is for May 5th. It's a Saturday, so lots more of you are available.
One of the persons on the three charter buses from Peoria Charter will get to throw out the first pitch.
Yeah, that's a stunner.
Mm-hmm.
A Cardinals offered that, so I said, sure. We'll make the tough selection and find out who's going to throw that first pitch. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, it would be.
Try and give that person a little notice, too, so they can practice. I wouldn't want to do it if I hadn't warmed up.
I don't know.
I think we should give them a little heads up, because I wouldn't do it without warming up. I wouldn't go out there, because this stuff's too viral. You want to throw a decent ball. You don't want to go viral, do you? Yeah? Huh? So you want
pegging
somebody
Fred Bird right in the head or yeah. something.
You want to have a little time so you can see what that feels like. You know, you don't want to hurt yourself or anything. Anyway, it's May 5th. It's a Saturday. You're available if you want to go. It's 1:15 first pitch. We'll leave at 8:30 from First Christian Church at Staley and Curtis. You can park on the west side of the church. Thank you for letting us park there, First Christian Church.
Mm-hmm.
Then we leave at 8:30. We'll watch the 1:15 ball game, and according to Major League, they want to be a 2:55 average game.
That's right.
Home by 6:30 or so, 7:30 mm-hmm. maybe. And again, one lucky person gets a chance to throw the first pitch. You can go to ESPNCU.com, get all your details. ESPNCU.com. All right, 7:56.
For better internet, TV, and voice, choose i3 Broadband. That's right, get much better service with up to 1 gigabit of internet speed. i3 Broadband makes it easier to connect, play video games, and stream TV and music. No need to worry about the hassle of a contract. It's faster, reliable service with a more affordable cost. It's exactly what you're looking for, right? Check your list. More speed, a local provider of the largest fiber optic network, less expense. Ask about i3 Broadband. It's the perfect choice. Online at i3broadband.com or call 530.
Working with Larry Canfer, he's planning to host a trip, he and his lovely bride, Elena, to Ireland. And I'll be there on the March 7th, kind of greet and meet and describe the incredible adventure. And if you want to go, we'd love to have you. March 7th, 4:30 at the Larry Canfer Gallery. And we'd love you to know more about this incredible trip coming up Labor Day week. Ireland. Is there another place like it on Earth? Join Larry Canfer for Ireland Off the Beaten Path this August 31st through September 9th. We'll leave from Champaign on a motor coach to Chicago, fly to Dublin, and then the guided adventure begins. Join Larry Canfer for a preview of this trip. Larry Canfer Gallery, March 7th at 4:30. For complete details on Larry Canfer, Ireland Off the Beaten Path, go to ESPNCU.com. Hey, it's Stevie J. Have the roof your home deserves. For your next roofing project, why don't you go with Roof Doctors, a locally owned and family operated business for over 25 years. They use superior materials. They're a certified shingle contractor, so they can offer a 50-year non-prorated full system warranty, and they won't loan your work out to subcontractors. Hey, Roof Doctors has worked on my home, and the results are fantastic. But don't just take it from me. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Roof Doctors has plenty of satisfied customers. Get a free quote at roofdoctorsco.com.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign can help you get to a better state, because he will talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign, 367-1105, and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
Got any flooding? These guys can do it.
CleanRite does a lot more than just clean carpets. I can't count the number of times that clients have told me, I just had so-and-so take care of our sump pump failure, but we want you to clean our carpets. Hi, this is Damon Hackleman with CleanRite. We do clean carpets, but we do a lot more. Whether you need someone to handle a water backup, or that dreaded mold, or heaven forbid, a fire or smoke damage, remember, at CleanRite, we are there when you need us. Just Google CleanRite Champaign.
DP Dough is
is the original Calzone company, and they cater all types and sizes of events, from office orders to private parties to entire visiting football teams. Everyone will be sure to enjoy something different than the same old sandwiches or pizza. DP Dough also delivers to nearly all of Champaign, Urbana, and Savoy until late at night. So give them a call or order online when you're hungry and no one else is delivering. With over a million Calzones served since opening in 2006, DP Dough is sure to satisfy and fill you up. DP Dough, the original Calzone company.
It's Dare to Dream, Dream to Build. Friday, March 2nd at the Refinery in Champaign. Presented by Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County and the Home Builders Association of East Central Illinois. For tickets and information, go to daretodream2018.com. That's daretodream2018.com.
All right, we'll be right back. We got lots more coming in our final hour with you here this morning. We're taking more texts as always. We're talking a lot about this